Just like to say welcome, and we are now recording, as you can see in the top left. So just welcome to the New Year's service program, and I hope this year has been tough, this year has been difficult, but the fact that you're here and we're here celebrating the end of a year and the start of a new year is just an achievement in itself. Out of all years, I would say this is a big achievement, and yeah, I just pray that this is, and I know this is going to be a blessed and amazing program, and yeah. So probably before we get started with the program, I'm just going to make you aware of the program. So we'll first have a welcome, a prayer, an opening song in this first part. And yeah, so I'm going to give Amanda probably a chance just to say hello, and then we're going to get on to the program, which is the opening prayer.
Okay. I'll say good afternoon, everyone. It's nice to see you all. For some, I haven't seen some of you guys in nearly a year. I will give you warm welcomes for our end of year service, and just going on from what Lamar said, it's been a difficult year for many of us, but we thank God that we have now made it to the end of the year, and going forward I pray that we will go in strength together. So I think we can go into prayer now. Nicole, you there?
Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another year, we would indeed make it the prayer of our hearts that you will abide with us. We thank you that you have been with us through the days of the past year. Sometimes we may not have felt that you were near. Sometimes we may have felt that you have forgotten us. Nevertheless, we thank you because you never left us and you never forgot us. We thank you that you are constantly with us, that you have enabled us to persevere in grace, in faith, and in hope. You have comforted our hearts. You have heard our prayers. We have come so, and you have come so often, Lord, to our aid. We pray that you will go with us into this new year. There's none of us who knows what the new year holds, but we thank you that every moment that of that year, of the coming year, is already in your hands, and that you will be with us. We thank you that with the many promises in our minds and in our hearts, that we can go forward in confidence and in peace. We pray that you will help us to walk with you in this new year better than we have ever done before. Forgive us, merciful Father, for our sins and the times that we have stepped away from you. Grant to us, as the days of the new year unfolds, that we will walk closer to you. Help us to put sin to death. Help us to gladly yield our lives unreservedly to Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, and soon coming King. Lord, help us to place ourselves completely at your disposal and to do your good will. We pray that we take it as a privilege to serve you, to bring glory to you, to help others to know you better, and to bring others to you for the very first time. I pray, Lord, that you will have mercy on those that are connected to us, may it be family or friends that have ended the year with their hearts still closed against you, Lord. Those who have not accepted you just yet, Lord, I pray that you will spare them. And I pray that the new year will mark a new beginning of new life in them through Jesus Christ. We are eternally grateful, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, for the unlimited powers of the Holy Spirit to bring conviction of sin, to bring new birth, and to draw those who are far away from you, to bring faith and to bring repentance. We pray, Lord, that you will do in our hearts and in our lives, Lord, what we need to do. We thank you again that you have brought us this far. And I know that you will continue to guide and to protect us. I pray these things in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Nicole, for the opening prayer. And now we are going to have the opening song, which will be done by Sister Keisha McKenzie. And the song is entitled, Ride Out the Storm.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
As you said, ride out the storm. It's been a rough year for all of us, but with God, we can make it. So I'll sing. One minute. In the storm, seems like forever. Nights of confusion, I've been so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm got you drifting. Your night's almost over. You can ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God is there with you. You may not feel him. You're not alone. Oh, you're hurting now, but your morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Just remember God's promise. I'll never leave you. Though the water are raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle. For your answer is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God is there with you. You may not feel him. You're not alone. Oh, you're hurting now. But your morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God is there with you. You may not feel him. You're not alone.
Bluetooth connected.
You're hurting now, but your morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. He'll net there with you. You can ride out your storm. He'll never leave you. You can ride out your storm.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that lovely song, Auntie Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next person we have is Sister Hazel Willis.
Good evening, everyone. Can't hear you. Can you hear me?
We're waving, don't worry. We're waving.
Okay, sister.
All right. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I've got a brief testimony. It's about my experience with COVID as a disciple. I always remember the scripture which tells me in Matthew 16:24 that I must be willing to deny myself and all my creature comforts to be that disciple of Christ, to be a follower of Christ. Yeah. So, COVID did not really disadvantage me. As a matter of fact, it gave me great opportunities. Opportunities to meet people who I would never have met had it not been COVID, because they're now working from home. All different type of people, professions, yeah? And I give God thanks for that. I have been at times been warned, not by the police, of course, but by those who mean me well. And I always say to them, you know, not being rude, but I seek my acceptance from Christ. Therefore, I seek protection from him, for all my allegiance is to him. And that really gives me courage. Courage in the face of adversity. I don't see the adversities. I just am encouraged. I thank God as a disciple on the streets of Stoke Newington and elsewhere, to share the love of Jesus with others, and also to meet the different challenges with the things that, with the different minds that I come and that I encounter, the different minds, atheists, all different kinds of religion, all kinds of belief. And God is wonderful, because there's just one word that sums him up, and that's love. The atheist needs love. The Buddhists, the Muslims, the Krishnas, name it. All humanity needs love. And I find that this does this harm, the prejudices that religion and people's belief can have to someone who wants to share Christ. I also find that the people are much encouraged to go with the flow of COVID. COVID is going its way, having its impact, but the people are also doing their thing. The people are not discouraged at all. The people, they're optimistic and they're going about their business. People who would not relate to Christ in a positive way would now listen. I would normally go door to door, and people would be working from home, and they would still give time to come to the door. And I would introduce myself. I would tell them what I'm about quickly. And I would pray, I would offer a request of prayer, and there are some who would accept. And who could not stand or stay for a prayer, they would take a leaflet or a book, some form of literature, and they would request prayer. So I find that COVID has been a great opportunity to believers and unbelievers because it gets people to think. Even though they're getting on with their business, somehow they're thinking, what will tomorrow be like? I don't have anything to lose. And it has been a great privilege to pray with individuals, because where they would not spend the time for me to share the scripture with them, I pray the scripture into their lives. And they're just blown away with prayers. People in the world just love prayers. I don't know why people don't give their lives to Jesus, because they just love prayer. When I pray for them, it's like they're lifted. They're so amazed. And so it is wonderful being a disciple, not just Stoke Newington, wherever I go. It's always an opportunity to pray the Bible into people's lives, and they do appreciate it. Now, I've had so many experiences. As I said, I want to do a short testimony and, you know, just share about two other experiences. Even in the midst of COVID, I've been approached by many in regards to the church. I have become friends of many through not the church being closed, but being in the churchyard, trying to make myself useful sometimes and continuing door to door. There is on our street, Yokely Road, I've been invited for tea. One afternoon I was out doing door to door. And I thought about it because, you know, it gets dark early, and I was pressed to have tea, but I also said, you know, I have other things as well to accomplish before it gets darker. And the Lord just says to me, Hazel, go up for tea. So I went, I was in their kitchen having tea. That was lovely. That was a lovely experience. I was able to talk about Christ. I was able to talk about secular matters as well. And in the secular matter, the person who invited me up for tea was going through a crisis, and I was able to pray for that person. And that person also had a friend who was going through a crisis as well. And she said to me, Hazel, can I Zoom that friend in? I said, of course. So I was praying for that person next to me, and I was also praying for one on Zoom in front of me. So that was a good experience as well. And there have been, last week, Thursday, Wednesday, and Thursday was, the tier four was very heightened. And I think police now was arresting people who maybe didn't have a satisfactory explanation why they were out. And I was warned not to go out because police, they're arresting people. I've got it on my phone. People who go out witnessing, be careful. And I said, you know, the Lord says go, and I rather obey God than man. So I have an explanation for the police. The police came anyway. I would not resist the police, of course not. So I take the challenge. And, you know, I was right in Stoke Newington, close to Brook Road, where the post office is. You know, there's a traffic light there. And this day I decide to preach. And I was there preaching with my Bible in my hand. And the people were pausing and people were stopping and they were taking literatures. And lo and behold, you know, this, it's like the Spirit said to me, fear not. And in about maybe 20 minutes or so afterwards, I saw a police car pull up. But that's the traffic light. I saw the police car, but I just kept on preaching. I just kept on preaching. The police didn't say a word to me. And when the traffic light gave green, the police went. Two other police car pulled up. And I kept on preaching, people looking at me as if I was out of my mind. But the police did not approach me. They did not say anything to me. And I just continued proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ. And many people were blessed. And this is the experience. So COVID-19 has not really restricted me in any sense at all. Well, now they're saying, if you haven't got symptoms, you could be carrying the virus and spreading it. So I'm prepared for the worst and I'm encouraged. I'm not discouraged. And keep praying for Sister Willis and all those who go out to witness for Jesus, because we're in the last days and we can't keep the good news to ourselves.
Thank you, Sister Willis. Thank you. And thank you for your testimony, and thank you for just opening up on your experience. And it's encouraging to hear that it hasn't stopped you. And that you've still been able to make such a wonderful impact. So thank you, Sister Willis, for sharing. And yeah, it's always a pleasure.